Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Truth Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Faith in the Lord Friday. My faith is in my Father's continued love and joy, his continued strength, his continued guidance and understanding, him allowing me to lay his feet and him speak to me and give me the comprehension of his ear and his voice at different layers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God has given me comprehension of his ear, that he hears. Hallelujah. And giving me the comprehension of his voice, that he speaks of what he hears about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he hears and knows and sees everything before it even happens. Hallelujah. And he hears my prayer. He let me know that he hears me and he continues to strengthen and guide me. And that's what my faith is in, and following what he's calling me to do. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Father God. Have your way with us, Father God. Holy Spirit, allow us to decrease so you can increase. Allow our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father God, you know what is due to be spoken tonight, Father God. Let me be a vessel. I'm a chosen vessel of yours, Father God. Just speak to me whatever you call for to come for, Father God, and so your children can have the increase in the levels that they needed, Father God. Anybody that I'm planting in, Father God, let them receive the planting. Anybody that I'm watering in, Father God, allow them to receive the water. And anybody who is hearing the word where you're going to finally give them increase, Father God, allow them to take the increase and say thank you, Father God. Allow them to rejoice and be thankful for learning today, Father God. Let us learn all the things that we're set forth to do and learn today before we close our eyes and go to sleep until tomorrow, Father God, and you bless us and wake us up again if it's in your will, Father God. We love you. We honor, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful for all that my Father's doing in my life right now. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for all the things that he's showing me. Hallelujah. And how God is just being God. You know what is so amazing when you just be like, oh, that's just God. My God is just being him. My daddy, my father, he's just being him. He's just being amazing and awesome. And, oh, he's just so undescribable. It's just so amazing. Hallelujah. Today's title is called God Caused It to Happen. Hallelujah. And you know, Tuesday, thank the Lord, Tuesday, we talked about bread of identification. Hallelujah. And we was in Isaiah 43:19. We was talking about being in a desert place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We was in Mark's when God, Jesus had told his disciples to go into the desert. Hallelujah. How he fed all the people there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you think that God don't call you to go in the desert, but he say, I will give you rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. So in the dry places, you have to be able to embrace them. And today we're going to be talking about Moses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be in Exodus 5. And that's God been just having me on my time of studying, and because God is doing so much, I'm just thankful for all that God is releasing through me and all the things that he allowed me to bring forth, that he's trusting me with, that he's imparting in me, and he's giving me the strength to bring it forth. Hallelujah. I'm just so at awe, and I'm just making sure I'm doing my part by doing the works that he called me to do here on earth. Hallelujah. So the things can manifest on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful about that. Hallelujah. So we're going to be in Exodus 5 today, and this is after God had talked to Moses and came to him in a burning bush and told him that he was going to send him to set the children of Israel free from under the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Say he heard their cry. And in Exodus 4, and it said afterwards, this is after Moses and them had came and was speaking. Hallelujah. Say, and afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God, because in 4, this when Moses and Aaron then was talking to the children of Israel, he had to let them know. Hallelujah. And God said he was going to send signs for them to understand, because you have to realize that the children of Israel at first wasn't going to embrace Moses, because they seen Moses kill one of the Egyptians, and they were just so used to. You know how sometimes people don't want to embrace the newness that God is trying to bring in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know how you just have this feeling like they're not going to embrace me. But God said that he would send signs and let it be known. And he said afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and Pharaoh went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. Now, God wanted Pharaoh to let them go so they could hold a feast in the wilderness. Hallelujah. God said, I will make a way in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. He said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Hallelujah. So one thing we need to understand that Pharaoh knew that it was power in the voice. It's power in the voice that you obey. Who are you obeying? Who are you obeying? Are you obeying man? Or are you obeying God? Hallelujah. See, we need to understand that the reason that Adam caused a curse to be on the earth is because he obeyed the voice of Eve. He didn't obey the voice of God. Hallelujah. And Eve obeyed the voice of Satan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She knew what was said because she repeated to Satan and she added deeper levels of it, but she obeyed the voice of Satan because he said God knows that you will be like him. Hallelujah. So she obeyed the voice of Satan instead of God. The thing is about who or voice is you obeying. The only way you can walk truly in God's will is by you obey his voice. Hallelujah. That's why I say those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God wants us to hear what he is saying to us because God is a spirit. Hallelujah. We're his temple and the Spirit of the Lord dwells inside of us. He lived in us and walked in us. Hallelujah. So he wants us to be able to obey him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says, so how should I obey his voice and let Israel go? And they said, the God of the Hebrews had met with us. Let us go. We pray you 3 days' journeys into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us prison or with the sword. Now, first he said that God told him to let my people go that they may hold a feast in the wilderness. That's what God said to Moses. But when Moses talked to Pharaoh, he said, so we can take a three-day journey into the desert. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand that the wilderness and the desert is part of the purpose that we're going in. Before, the only way God can do the new thing, behold, do the new thing, shall it not spring forth, shall you not know it? The only way it can spring forth if he make a way in the wilderness and make rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. See, you have to go to the wilderness. You got to see how the way of God. Hallelujah. Because God's voice have certain ways and the things that he have you to do. So when you come against certain situations, you will not be tempted by the enemy. Just like when Jesus was led in the spirit into the wilderness, the devil tried to tempt him with his voice by giving him directions and coming and saying some things, the same thing. Like, we have to realize, Adam was a living spirit. The first Adam was a living spirit. The second Adam was a living, the first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam was a living spirit, and that was Jesus. And Satan came to Jesus. The devil came to Jesus just like he came to Adam and Eve. He came to him trying to rearrange what God said, God's voice, what God's word said to them. Hallelujah. He said that he told Adam that caused Eve to sin. Hallelujah. That God know you will be like me. He came to Jesus and gave Jesus the word and tried to add his little umph to it for Jesus to prove himself. See, Adam and Eve proved themselves. Hallelujah. They proved themselves and they caused sin because they proved to the Satan, like God said, don't eat from the tree of life, but they followed, they obeyed his voice. So they proved to him that we're going to obey you. Hallelujah. And Jesus proved to God that I'm going to obey you. I'm going to obey your voice. Whose voice are you obeying? God caused it to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then it say, and the king of Egypt said to them, wherefore do you, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their work get you and your burdens? And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens. Hallelujah. Burdens mean a load, especially a heavy one. So he was saying, you have them, you making them stop their load, the load, the heavy thing that they're called here to do. Hallelujah. The burdens. He say, you have them not doing their burdens. Hallelujah. You have allowing them to rest from it. They're not supposed to be resting from their heavy load, from their burdens. They're supposed to continue to do what I called them forth to do. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmakers of the people and the officers, saying, you shall no more give the people straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. So he said, don't give them no straw. Don't give them nothing. Hallelujah. Sometimes you come into life situations where people that have authority over you, hallelujah, they don't want you to have rest. They just want you to do what they want to do. They're not really caring what God called you to do, hallelujah. See, they want you to get to the point where you obey their voice. Now, God said we're supposed to be under our authority, the authority that we have over us, but we never supposed to put anybody before God, hallelujah. We always supposed to obey his voice. That's why he wants you to understand his voice, so you can understand when he's talking through someone's voice or when an enemy is talking through someone's voice, hallelujah. Because if you don't know the voice of God, you will only obey the voice of Satan. Because one thing we have to realize, that before we came to God, our hearts was hardened to God. We didn't listen to God. We was under Satan's control. We let his voice control us and show us. That's why he's trying to transform our mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For him, his voice having control over our mind. But he said, don't be conformed to the world no more, the world's standards. Hallelujah. That's why whatever age that you come to him, them a lot of years that you have to be transformed from. Them a lot of thought process and a lot of things that you have done that you have to be transformed from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you go through the process and God allows you to do it if you just trust him. Hallelujah. He's saying, let them go and gather straws themselves, hallelujah, and the tail and the brick, for they did not hereafter. You shall lay upon them and shall not diminish any therefore, and they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Now he said they be idle. Idle mean of a person avoiding work, lazy, without purpose or effort, pointless, of a person, spend time doing nothing, be idle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Idle mean avoiding work. Avoid means to keep away from or stop oneself from doing something. Hallelujah. See, one thing we need to understand, the children of Israel wasn't avoiding work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Moses and them came and spoke what God called them to speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's what he was doing. They were speaking what God called them to speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as they were speaking what God called them to speak, Pharaoh came and said they was idle, that they was lazy, they wasn't doing anything. But one thing we need to understand, when it first started off in Exodus and a new Pharaoh came and didn't know who Joseph was, that's when he started killing all the men, because he said the children of Israel, they were getting too big and they was going to outnumber them. If any of their enemies came and fought against them, that they would join with them. Hallelujah. So that was the main purpose of why they had an ill treatment or feeling some type of way against the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Because they was afraid that if they get big or they come together with someone, that they would destroy them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he say that they was being idle, therefore crying, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. So he was saying that they trying to be idle and talking about they want to go sacrifice to their God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he was telling his taskmakers, don't give them no help. Don't give them no straw. Don't give them nothing. Allow them to do it for themselves. Obviously, they don't have enough work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They don't have enough work, so we're going to give them more work to handle. Hallelujah. For them to do, so they can get rid of wanting to go to their father. For they can get rid of wanting to go to God and offer sacrifice to God. So he felt because they wanted to offer sacrifices to God that they didn't have enough work. He wanted them to have so much work and consume with what he wanted them to do that they couldn't think about nothing or no one else but what he had them doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are some of you in situations where the people that you're around, the burden and the load that you're carrying, they don't want you to be concerned about what God's will is, but they only want you to do their will. They want to give you more work, make stuff more difficult for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you're talking about the Lord too much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let not regard vain words. Hallelujah. And the taskmaker of the people went out, and their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go you, get your straw where you can find it, yet not any of your work shall be diminished. So he said, go get the straw where you need, but none of your work will be taken away from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you still had to do the same amount of work of where you need to be taken away. But one thing we need to understand is that When you're walking down God's will, he knew what was going to come about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God called you to do something, when God called you to speak up, God is calling some of you to speak up, to bring changes to some situations that you're in. Hallelujah. But you're fearful of the process of people adding more things on you, of the thing of the persecution and the tribulation becoming heavy, because it's going to come become heavy. It's going to become stuff that's going to come around and upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the people were scattered abroad throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubborn instead of straw, and the taskmaker hasted them, saying, fulfill your work, your daily task, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh taskmakers had set over them, were beaten and demanded, wherefore have you not fulfilled your task in making bricks, both yesterday and today, as hereafter? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, saying, wherefore do you deal thus with your servants? Hallelujah. So it was children of Israel that was over the other children of Israel. Hallelujah. They put certain taskmasters over them. Hallelujah. Pharaoh can't put certain people over. So they, the ones that was in high authority, Pharaoh taskmakers, the ones that was over the children, they were the one that was beaten and was demanded, why aren't these people supplying what they're supposed to supply? Why aren't they doing the work that they were doing before when they had the straw? Hallelujah. Then you see, some people will take stuff away from you and want you to do the same thing. But one thing you need to understand, one thing that it says that the word of God is for our help and for us to learn from. When you are going through a situation like this where God is telling you that I'm going to deliver you, God has brought somebody in your life to be the voice of God, to be the voice of reason, hallelujah, tell you what it is. You're crying out, you're asking, you're praying to God, and you're asking, and God come and reveal the voice, his voice through something and speaking to you and telling you what to do. When you come across a situation where people try to make it more heavier, just like with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went in the fiery furnace, hallelujah, when they didn't bow down to worship, he lit the fire, set the furnace seven times more, hallelujah. He made it more hotter than it was before, hallelujah, but it had to get to that level for them to be able to show who God was, hallelujah. Thank you. You know, seven mean completion, hallelujah. So when the fire was like that, it showed, when Nebuchadnezzar seen it, he jumped up like, I see four, and the form of the last is like the Son of God. And this is just like with this situation, that God had called Moses to go deliver the children of Israel because they was crying out to him. You're crying out, God has sent something to deliver you, and now the thing that you're in front of, the burden, the heavy load that you have, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, people are trying to take some of the things away, take away ideas and all different type of things, but still want the same work for you to commit. Hallelujah. But this is what you have to realize. Now you have to get into where you seeking God, you trusting God, like, okay, God, you let me know that you're here to answer my prayer. You let me know that you heard my prayer. Now I need to understand your voice so I can know what to do. God, let me not panic, but let me be focused because I know you're planting a seed in me. See, one thing we need to understand, that Moses was coming to plant seeds in the heart. When it's talking about the sword and the seeds, it's talking about the heart of man. Hallelujah. It's talking about sowing seeds into the heart, hallelujah. The stony places by the wayside, all of them are parables about your heart, hallelujah. So the reason the children of Israel stayed in the wilderness in the places that they were so long because of their hearts, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, this is about the heart. This is about how your heart is with God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when you come into a situation where people are trying to get you to do so much, and you feel like you don't have a way to do it, you feel like what you have in front of you is not enough, you have to come and say to God, look, Lord, I know that you sending the answers to me. I want me to focus on so I can gain the understanding of what you're trying to do so I can increase in my learning, then I can apply it. Let me not look at the demands because I know I'm supposed to go through persecution and tribulation. I know this is going to come about. I know I'm your child. The reason that the enemy is sending these people to do this, their workers to do this, is because I'm your child. And they want to frustrate me and get me to listen to his voice again instead of listening to your voice. See, the main thing the enemy enemy wants us to do is to have our ear. The enemy wants us to listen to his voice and be guided and directed by his voice instead of the voice of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's about whose voice are you obeying? And they say, the children of Israel said, there was no straw given to your servants that they say to us, make brick, and behold, your servants are beaten by the fault is in your own people. Hallelujah. So the children of Israel were saying that we don't have the things because you have took it from us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, some people will take stuff from you and then still try to beat you and say you're not doing your job. Hallelujah. See, that is just a setup. Hallelujah. For you to feel and begin to listen to the enemy voice. See, what Pharaoh was trying to do was trying to be control and manipulation over them. Hallelujah. It was trying to control them and manipulate them, saying, I'm going to cause you to do this, but you have to listen to my voice. And if you don't listen to my voice and go and do the extra that I called you to do, I'm going to beat you. So now it's causing them to have fear and to be fearful. Hallelujah. And when you go on and read more about the children of Israel, once they got delivered from Pharaoh, anytime something happened, they was thinking about going to fear because they still had that spirit of manipulation and control in their mind because they were still controlled by the voice of the enemy. Hallelujah. And God was trying to show them through his actions his voice. Hallelujah. Because God says, my word never comes back void, but it does what it was set forth to accomplish. Jesus was the word in flesh. We are called to be the word in flesh. We are called to be the walking word and go out and do what God called us to do. Hallelujah. So when you get an understanding of his voice, of how his voice sounds, the tone, the essence of his voice, you will be able to do what he calls you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, you are idle. You are idle. Therefore, you say, let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. So he keeps saying to them, you idle, you are lazy, avoiding work. How are they avoiding work? They are trying to go out and get the bricks and the straw to continue to do the work that they were doing. But he was trying to say that they was idle. See, this is another form of manipulation, trying to make them think that they're not doing nothing. Hallelujah. See, people will make you think that you're not doing nothing. One thing you need to understand, when you're following the voice of God and you're being led and guided by God, it's a process. It's a time and a season for everything. The voice of God manifestation takes time, and hallelujah, and it's lessons that you need to learn. Hallelujah. So the Pharaoh was trying to tell them that they was idle, that they wasn't doing a work, but he was still beating them. Hallelujah. See, God takes time. God ain't gonna beat you. God will chastise you and correct you. Hallelujah. He will rebuke you. He will correct you. He will teach and he will train you. Hallelujah. But see, Pharaoh wasn't just trying. Pharaoh was just trying to beat them. He wasn't trying to rebuke them. He wasn't trying to correct them. He wasn't trying to teach them or train them, but he was abusing them. That is what manipulators and controllers do. They abuse you and make you feel like what you are doing is something wrong when it's really them trying to get you to be fearful of the voice. If you have ever been in an abusive relationship, the thing that you're really fearful is of the voice of the person that is saying it to you. That's why most abusive relationships is mental abuse. Hallelujah. People mentally abuse you before they even physically abuse you because they get you mentally with their voice. They mentally abuse you with their voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you can hear their voice and you would just get fearful. Hallelujah. Have you ever just heard someone, you've been abused and you've been in an abusive relationship and you heard somebody's voice and you just shook up and you just stood? Yeah, because I've been in an abusive relationship before, and when I heard the voice, or I seen them without the voice. Their voice was so in tune in my mind. When I seen them and they gave me a look, I just stood and I was fearful. You know how parents say that I just give my child a look and they know? Because your kids know your voice. Your voice have get put fear inside them. Just like it's easier for a dad to discipline kids than a mother, because I guess the mother voice is too soft and they joke with them and they used to them. But a father voice, a child will listen to, because it's the voice. Hallelujah. It's the tone and the graphic of the voice. What voice are you listening to? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, the enemy, he know you got the victory. But see, God allows you to be in situations to grow. But he wants you to be so in tune with his voice that you don't focus on the enemy's voice, hallelujah, but you keep seeking him for him to give you the guidance and understanding. God, how do I overpower this? How do the power of you that lives inside of me take control over this situation? Let me not focus on the situation because I know you put me here, and I cannot leave the situation until you tell me to leave, because I have to gain the victory. But show me how I gain the victory. Show me how I get over this situation. Hallelujah. Show me how I walk out your voice. Hallelujah. And make it word and manifest where it never comes back void. Because Jesus was the word of God. Jesus was the mouthpiece of God. Jesus said, I say nothing of myself, but everything that the Father says to me. That's why he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. This is about whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you causing you to do what you called to do? God caused this to happen because he wants you to understand his voice and understand the voice of the enemy and how God does things and how the enemy does things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, he told them that they were idle. Therefore, you say, let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you. Yet shall you deliver the tales of bricks. And the officer of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case. After it was said, you shall not diminish any of your bricks of your daily task. And they went to Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way. And as they came forth from Pharaoh, and they said to them, the Lord looks upon you and judge, because you have made our Savior to be a horn in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of your servant, to put a sword in their hands to slay us. So they say, you have made our Savior, you have made God look like it was something wrong with him in the eyes of Pharaoh. Hallelujah. So God needs to judge you. Hallelujah. See, one thing we need to understand, we don't go to the voice of God and get the saying different things, but we go to the voice of God and ask him, how do we get out of this situation? What are you trying to get me to learn? Because right here we need to realize that Moses was the voice of God. God told to Moses that Aaron would be the mouthpiece to you. Hallelujah. He would be the mouthpiece for you, but you would be like a God to him. So God was going to speak to Moses, and Moses was going to speak to Aaron, and Aaron was going to speak to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. So they coming to Moses. Moses is, God put him in a position like a God to where Moses go talk to God. So when they was coming to Moses, like they was coming to God, but they saying, you going to judge, let God judge you. But see, they didn't understand that God is not going to judge himself, hallelujah, but God was sending Moses for them to be able to feel comfortable to come and ask questions and pray and ask God for deliverance instead of pointing blame and saying, look what you have done to us. Like, I have come to deliver you. I have come to set you free. I have come to give you a new mindset, a new understanding, hallelujah. So when God comes and it seems like things is getting difficult, God is just trying to get you to come to his voice and talk to his voice. Just like when you have a conversation over the phone, you hear the person's voice, but you don't see them unless you're doing a video chat, not all the upgraded stuff. But if you're just talking to somebody regular on the phone, you talking to them, you just hearing the voice. They speak it, and then you speak it. Only way y'all both speaking at the same time if y'all having an argument. But in the conversation, one is speaking, and then the other one is speaking, and you listen as each other speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's how they should have came to Moses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore have you did so evil and treated this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, has he done evil to this people? Neither have you delivered your people at all. So he said, even ever since I have came in your name, Pharaoh have did evil. Hallelujah. When you come and do something in the name of the Lord, it's going to be evil, because the enemy is going to come and try to attack, because the enemy really want to see if you believe the voice and the name that you're coming in, the voice that you're representing. Because when we come in and doing stuff in the name of the Lord, we representing the voice of God. We're vessels of him that's speaking and doing his work here on earth to have it manifest on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God said to them, and God said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham. He told them, now what shall I do to Pharaoh? With a strong hand shall I let you go, and a strong tail shall I drive them out of his land. So he said, I'm going to have a strong hand on them. I'm going to deliver you. Hallelujah. God is going to deliver you out of the situation you're in. Hallelujah. The situation is holding you and bounding you. You would not be defeated in this situation. But God want to give us the strength to learn how to pray. God want to give us the strength to learn how to understand his voice. Whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you obeying? Hallelujah. Even Pharaoh knew that you're supposed to obey a voice. Do you even know that? Do you know how to obey God's voice? Do you know the difference between God's voice and the devil's voice? If you don't know, ask God to give you understanding, and he will clarify it for you. I thank you for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I release what the Spirit allowed me in the timing. Hallelujah. I had much more written down, but this is what you needed. So have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. So I pray that you join me Tuesday on God's Rooted Message. I will release what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, but God wants you to pay attention to his voice. I pray you have a blessed weekend. Rest tomorrow. Enjoy time with the Lord. Just guide, be guided and directed by him. And don't let nothing turn you away from what God is calling you to do. Whatever God calls you to do, do it. And don't get frustrated by the persecution, tribulation that come at you. Just know that God is there. God has caused it to happen for you to grow and to learn. Anything that you go through is because God wants you to learn and grow in some area. Hallelujah. He wants you to get fine-tuned with his voice even deeper than what you are. Join me Tuesday. I love you. God loves you more. Love, heart, and pray, heart. Hug, love, my love.